Salon Montage is the Twin Cities' premier salon and spa destination and proud official hair sponsor of the Minnesota Vikings cheerleaders. With three convenient locations in Edina, Woodbury, and Chanhassen, there is a salon close to you. Visit online at salon.com.
Yo, what's going on? Welcome to the Minnesota Vikings podcast presented by Pepsi. We have a special post-combine edition show for you guys today. Chisholm Opara from the Vikings front office. He is the assistant director of player personnel. He joins our show and we start to talk what the Vikings should, would, will, and possibly can do next week at the start of free agency. We hope you guys enjoy this show. And without further ado, let's get right to it. The NFL Combine is complete, and we are 1 week closer to the start of free agency and the 2024 NFL Draft as we welcome you inside the TCO Radio studio for another edition of the Minnesota Vikings podcast presented by Pepsi. My name is Gabe Henderson. Tatum Everett from Vikings.com is here. So is our producer, Mr. Eric Davidson. Tatum, you and I had a busy week last week in Indianapolis at the Indiana Convention Center for the Combine. And there were so many conversations we had, so many interviews online right now on Vikings.com and the YouTube channel. But for you, I know I asked you this when we were there. For you being there, what were some of your biggest takeaways now that we are 1 week removed from those initial conversations with the people that we had conversations with?
Yeah, I guess I didn't realize how much the Vikings were topic A of what's going on this offseason, how many questions there are surrounding some of our players, and just the overall like feeling of, okay, where does this franchise go next? And I never felt any negativity from any experts when we were talking to them. I never felt like they were like, man, this is a situation they're going to have a hard time navigating. Like, it's just about making the decisions. And I don't know. It's after that that I'm like, why does it take so long to get to free agency? You know, because you're just like sitting here, okay, we're talking, we're still talking about it. Let's just like see something happen. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I mean, I think we're getting inching closer, but I guess I didn't realize how much the Vikings were like center stage in a lot of this.
Yeah, I think a lot of the conversations that we had, a lot of those people were talking, to your point, were saying, you know, well, we just want to know what the Kirk Cousins news is. Like, he's the hottest free agent. He's the hottest quarterback on the market. And what the Vikings do or do not do with that situation will ultimately determine how the course of that franchise will take. And it's been interesting to see. I think, you know, Jordan Reed, a guy that we all know pretty well, he's a diehard Vikings fan that we just found out a few years ago. Just hearing him say that the Vikings have not drafted a quarterback since Teddy Bridgewater, and he was saying just a few stats that the Vikings could kind of overcome or rewrite history this year if they decide to go that way. I believe that's what made the combine interesting for me, because we just don't know. Kevin O'Connell, Kwesi, they did a press conference in Indiana last week, and they said pretty much everything that we expected them to say. They want Kirk back. They want Justin Jefferson back. They want to continue this competitive rebuild. Well, if the quarterback situation isn't figured out, then what does that look like? And I believe that's what a lot of the experts were talking about in Indianapolis.
Yeah, you know, they didn't give a ton of answers.
Yeah.
It was more like speculation of what would happen if the Vikings went this way or if the Vikings went that way. They don't really have much else to give at this point, given they don't know how it's going to unfold.
Yeah, well, one thing unfolded earlier this week. The Vikings officially parted ways with running back Alexander Mattison. The team announced that on Monday, and that means Alexander Mattison is eligible to sign with another team before free agency opens on March 13th. A guy that got the starting tab or the starting role in absence of Dalvin Cook being released this time last year. Expectations were very high for Alexander Mattison, and just understanding that he had, you know, had already rushed for over 1,500 rushing yards in his career, and just seeing what he had built his first 3 years in the NFL, we were expecting a little bit more, only having rushed for 700 yards in 2023 this past season with three receiving touchdowns. So a lot of people said a lot of, you know, words for Alexander Mattison, but I believe what he did in the community, I think that's the the human aspect of our job, because, yeah, we do have to cover this team. We have to be objective. But you and I have the opportunity to build some of these relationships with these guys, and understanding that what Alex meant to this team and to this building. When you heard that news, what were some of your thoughts?
I was sad. I think like you mentioned, when you are somewhere for a while, you start to build relationships and care about these players and coaches as people. And I think that's the most it's the hard part and the fun part at the same time. Wish him the best. I know that he'll be successful wherever he goes, especially with his community efforts. He was always, always smiling, always willing to do an interview despite wins or losses. Always willing to talk. He never was too big for a moment. And that's something that I really appreciated about him. Very approachable and just an all-around good guy. His journey's been well-documented and pretty incredible. And, I was sad to see it happen, but these decisions get made each and every year, and you just kind of have to roll with the punches.
Yeah, rolling with those punches means the Vikings are still in the process of figuring out how they clear up some cap space, even though the salary cap number has gone up. I mean, when it comes to roster reconstruction or roster building, when you're the general manager or if you're some of those high-level positions, you do have to make some of those tough decisions. And Alexander Mattison is the first of, if I had to guess, is going to be the first of many of guys who played on last year's team that will not be back, whether that's being released or just their contract not being renewed or via trade. So we'll see what that looks like. A guy that I'm looking forward to talking to later in the show, Chisholm Opara, who is in a lot of those meeting rooms. I'm sure he'll give us some insight. But before we get to him, the NFLPA second annual report card came out earlier this week. And Tatum, I know this is something that a lot of fans have been looking forward to now, simply due to the fact that a lot of what this report card entails is stuff that happens off the field. Mm-hmm. And we know, records, wins and losses, that matters. But the fact that the Vikings were ranked by the players second place this year in their annual report card summary, that says a lot about this Minnesota Vikings team. The Vikings were ranked in the top 10 in every category, including the top 2 and 8 of the 11 categories. When you look at just the categories that stand out for this Minnesota Vikings team, being one of the most respected franchises and organizations off the field, what were some things that stood out to you when you looked at that report this year?
I mean, for me, the number one standout is the fact that Kevin O'Connell got an A+. Mm-hmm. From the players, this is technically anonymous. Like, they don't know who's going to do, who says what or how the rankings go. But for him to be someone that the players feel like they can talk to, that they can raise their positive or negative comments to him, I think that's awesome. I think that it all starts from the top down. Yeah. Whether it's the Wilfs or Kwesi or Kevin, but like it's a trickle down effect from all of that. And I think that you see that care and that the want to be successful. And I think that's super important and willing to go to great lengths to make that happen. And when we were at the combine, I got a lot of people talking to me about, oh, wow, the Vikings are such a world-class organization. Like, you guys have it figured out. This is so cool. Like, everything you guys do, like, on that side of things was just very highly talked about. And I think the league notices, and your hope is just that it turns into a Lombardi one day, right?
That's the thing. It's like, it's great to be ranked. I think we were ranked first last year in the first ever NFLPA ranking. And then this year we were ranked second. You want to see that translate to on the field. I think the Dolphins were first
place. We're trending, right?
We are trending. We are trending. And I'm going to leave it at that, because you want to continue to build this thing in the right way. And that starts, to your point, that starts with ownership. And the fact that ownership got an A+. I believe club owner Ziggy Wilf received a rating of a 9.7 out of 10 from Vikings players when considering the willingness to invest in their facility. So we all know we have a great privilege and opportunity to coming into this first-class facility every day for work and being able to share these stories. But still, like you said, that starts at the top. And just looking at the 11 categories, the Vikings, like I said, were ranked first or second in 8 of the 11 categories. And those categories, quickly, I'm going to read them off. Treatment of facilities, the Vikings got an A. Food, cafeteria, the Vikings got a B+. Nutrition, dietitian, locker room, all three of those were A's. Training room, A-. Training staff, B. Weight room and strength coaches were an A. And then team travel was an A-. And then rounding out the report card, the Vikings got an A+. in both head coach and ownership. So you just hope that turns into wins. And whether that is, you know, starting from the bottom up or the top to bottom, this is an organization that this Wolf family really holds to a high standard. And it's up to us to continue to move that needle forward. So hopefully Kevin O'Connell and Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, they're starting to figure this thing out as this offseason unfolds. But as you look at this Vikings offseason, Tatum, before we get to our special guest, what are some things that you were hoping to get answers on or answers for looking forward to the rest of this offseason?
Well, Gabe, it's funny you ask. Yep. I feel like next week's going to be pretty big.
Yep.
You know, the franchise tag deadline has come and gone.
Yep.
We didn't make a move there.
Yep.
Got a couple of big contracts on the horizon to talk about. The Vikings have 27 free agents, and so I think you'll kind of figure out the fate of those guys. Not quickly. I think the bigger, higher names, the ones that are listed in the top free agents in this market as Kirk Cousins and Danielle Hunter, you'll figure that stuff out pretty quickly. I'm not sitting here trying to speculate. I think the front office is going to definitely work hard towards that while working for a Justin Jefferson contract extension. I don't know if that news will be coupled in one, but I am excited to see next week. Next week is what I've been waiting for for a while now. And, I know they joke about like Black Monday. Is that what they call it? Where like all of the coaches find out if they are staying or going at the end of the season. I feel like this next week is going to be like another day where you just have a flurry of NFL insider tweets and telling us who's in, who's out. The deadline is here. The deadline is here.
Yeah, the 2-day negotiating period, basically the legal tampering period for free agency, starts March 11th and it goes to March 13th. And then on March 13th at 11:59 p.m. Eastern time, it will be a new league year and those free agency signings will become official. So it'll be interesting to see what the Vikings do. This is going to be an interesting offseason. But one guy that is going to be in those meeting rooms making those decisions is our special guest on today's show. His name is Chisholm Opara. He is the assistant director of player personnel and a guy that is very knowledgeable, a guy that led all, if not all, of the private meetings last week at the Combine. And without further ado, we bring in our special guest, Mr. Chisholm Opara. Well, Chisholm Opara is here. And Chisholm, first and foremost, thank you for joining us. This is the busiest time for your crew and everybody that's in the front office. But understanding what went into the planning of the Combine and what you guys got out of the Combine, what were some of your highlights?
I think, the Combine to me is always an exciting time to kind of see the players for the first time and get a chance to meet them and kind of take the notes that you have from your scouts and take the evaluations that you've done on film and connect the dots by finally getting to meet these guys, interview them, see them work out on a even playing field. And I think part of the, and it's all good, but I think one of the biggest parts of the Combine is knowing how much to value that information. So it is a piece of the puzzle, but it's certainly not the entire. Like the smart GMs, the smart front office people know how much to weigh it, when it moves the needle and when it's just too much information that you don't need to get bogged down in.
When you listen to the interviews and the answers to your questions, how much does that weigh over what you've seen as a on film and on tape?
Well, I mean, I think the age old adage is that the tape is your biggest resume. But, you're dealing with human beings. So there's an aspect of it where you want to know how this guy is going to fit in our locker room. You want to know how coachable he is. You want to know, basically, like, what can I expect when I bring him in our building? And I think that's what the interview gives us. The tape gives us what's he going to do on the field. And the interview kind of helps us fill in the blanks on, like, who is this guy going to be when we make him a Viking?
Last week, we were talking to Kwesi, and a question that I asked him was, just being in those meeting rooms as the general manager, those formals, those private meeting rooms, like, how much of his role is observing versus talking? And one thing that he said that stood out to me was he's empowered you, Demetrius, other guys, to lead those formal meetings. For you being tasked with, I don't know, being a bigger voice, like I know you off camera, like you're chill, like you're just a cool guy. But being in a role that you have to lead, how has that affected your leadership style or, you know, those meetings?
I mean, I hope it's been positive, but it's definitely forced me out of my comfort zone. Like you said, I'm kind of more of a laid back, introverted guy, but it's been nice to kind of be at the front of the rooms in some of these discussions and kind of be able to steer the conversation. And I think for Kwesi, you know, and even Kevin, it's tough when you're the leader, right? Because we're in an information opinion business. And as soon as that person up top speaks, then the room tends to bend towards whatever he or she is saying. So if the GM speaks a lot and he likes the player, the dialogue tends to mirror what the GM says. So I think in a lot of leadership books that I've read and Kwesi's read, it's almost better for the leaders to speak last, or if at all, because it makes the conversations more organic and you can get more unfiltered opinions from people before, you know, you make your decision.
So there's a multitude of interviews that you go through. Do you prepare, like, do you have a set of standard questions you ask every player and then a set of more specialized questions for certain guys? Or how do you balance that? Because, I mean, that's a lot of interviews to do at one time.
Yeah, no, and you have to throw in a layer of the fact that a lot of these guys are very prepared. You know, they spend months training for...
It's like speed dating.
Yeah, tell me about your family. And the guys are like, two-parent home. I got this. And it's like, whoa, like...
slow down.
Yeah,
man.
So yeah, somebody did a good job preparing you. But I really do think that, like, for us, it's we come in with targeted questions. Like, you know, if we get information that a guy is lazy or a guy has had problems with hard coaching before, we kind of have those questions at our disposal, or we have that information at our disposal. So we're trying to come up with creative ways to try and get behind the wall of some of those questions and try and get our answers without asking directly, like, hey, are you tough? Do you love football? But like trying to like figure out ways, hey, give me an example of this that can help us answer those questions that we may have. But then for most guys, we start off like, you know, tell us about home, like, you know, something to get them comfortable and kind of like get their guard down a little bit.
You got any examples or success stories of meetings that you've tried to throw a guy off and then we ended up signing him and it's like, man, that question actually showed on the field and look how this guy is progressing?
Not that any that come to mind. I mean, I think one of the coolest ones was like Jordan Addison. Last year, we brought Jordan Addison here on a 30 visit. And Jordan, like, he almost had this, like, he was almost just like, are you guys really in here asking me these questions? Like, he was so confident. Like, he just wants to play football.
Yep.
And he sees himself as a football player. So all our lame questions on, hey, who's the toughest guy you've ever gone with? He just seemed very unbothered by any of the questions we were asking. Yep. And then you see him now, and that's how he bops around the facility. You know, he's just laser focused on becoming a better football player. He doesn't have a lot of time for all the extra stuff, and that was kind of the guy that we met in that meeting.
I think a lot was also made of the Jaren Hall line of questioning, where you guys had the play, you knew it wasn't his fault, but he didn't call out his teammate in the way. So how often do you use tape to get to know how a player processes information or sees things on a field?
I think that's a very good question. I mean, I think a lot of times, the guys are there for a reason. Like, you're interviewing the guys, they're at the combine because they're really good football players. But some of the biggest tells is showing something that they did wrong on film and knowing that that's a part of the game, but you want to see what kind of accountability they take. Are they, I confess it was my teammate's fault, or are they saying that I could do better? And Jared did like an excellent job of, everybody in the room knew that it was not his fault. But as a quarterback, that's part of the job description, is like
accountability,
taking it on the, you know, on the chin when it may not be your fault and being the face of the franchise. So in that moment, you kind of saw a glimpse of like who he would be in front of the podium when, you know, post game, when the bullets are flying and things may not be going well.
So how much of the film shows character, or are those meetings more so matching the character with the person that we saw on the field?
I think the film, I mean, certainly shows character. Okay. I mean, the way a guy finishes a block, the way he runs to the ball, you know, there's receivers that when they don't get the ball, their hands go up in the air and they're kind of showing up their quarterback, body language type stuff. So the film gives you indicators. But just like all of us human beings, like, we're more nuanced than that. So the interview is what helps you. Hey, I think I feel like I saw that on tape. And then you interview the guy, you talk to his coaches, And that kind of helps you connect the dots.
Up next for you guys, pro days. You've got, well, and we're not talking, like, free agency aside, we're talking, like, draft stuff. You've got pro days, the 30 visits. What is life like, and how many times does that board change in the next, like, month?
That's again, like, that's the art of it, really, mm-hmm. is that, like, at all points of the year, you're going to be getting more information. When you watch film in August, that's information. When you watch film in December, the All-Star games are information. The analytics stuff is information. And now the pro days come, and they're another piece of information. So to me, it's really about not overreacting to any piece of information, but knowing how much to weigh it and how much to move a guy maybe up or down incrementally based on the new information you got.
My last question for you is just understanding you have all these information points mm-hmm. on every different pro day is a different information piece. How do you not overthink it, and what are you most looking forward to?
I'm most looking forward to when we make that last pick and then we can all high five each other and feel like we did a good job. But overthinking it, I think that it comes back to getting down to the nuts and bolts of what we care about at the Minnesota Vikings. So, you know, at every position, there's certain traits that we value. If a wide receiver, it could be speed, route running, catching the ball. And then we care about a character aspect of, you know, playing like a Viking, being a Viking. So with all the information that comes in, it can be easy to get overloaded with, oh, his hands were only this big, his feet were this big. But if you take it back to, like, what are our core tenets of what makes a good football player, what makes a good Viking, that's a good way to kind of stay out of the fog of confusion, like one of my old bosses used to call it. So just taking in all that information, but also running it through the prism of, like, these are the things that are very important to make a good football player for us, and seeing if it comes out the right way.
Well, I'm going to make this last question kind of fun. You've got a lot going on right now. When that last pick happens, how do you decompress from that? And do you get to take some time off, spend some time with your family, like things like that?
It takes a while. Like, it's weird. It takes a while to decompress. Like, you would think, like, the days of the draft days are so long, and we get out of here 11:30 midnight. But literally every single year when I go home, I lay in bed for like an hour. It was like still amped up about like just the adrenaline from the day.
Sure.
So it's probably a couple day unwind, but certainly like spending time with the family, getting the golf clubs out again, mm-hmm. you know, just kind of like it. The job is stressful or strenuous, I should say. But when it gets to draft meetings, combine, pro days, it's almost like you say goodbye to your regular life and you put your head down and you work.
Yeah.
So after the draft is almost like picking your head back up and being like, how's my family doing?
Yeah, right. How are we doing today? Yeah,
let's go to the park. Let's go hang out. So it's a really good time of the year for all of it.
I bet.
I mean, well, I guess if the draft is a metaphorical Super Bowl, where are we right now? Is this the regular season for you guys or the playoffs?
Ooh, this is like, this is probably week 17. And then once free agency starts, it's almost like the first round of the playoffs.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
Nice. That's a good way of thinking about it.
Chisholm, we got you out of here in time. Appreciate you, man.
All right, always.
Well, Chisholm had a hard out at 10 a.m. We recorded this at about 9:15 a.m. on a Wednesday, and Chisholm had a hard out. He came a little later because, like I said,
they're busy, man.
Very busy. So he was on a time clock, but I feel like we could have talked to him for another 30 to 40 minutes. But just understanding that this is week 17 for our front office. When you just look at you listen to the conversation that we just had with Chisholm, the first thing that stands out to me is the fact that he doesn't have time to think about anything else outside of what this Vikings team is going to do. But two, this is Tatum. I don't know if you read this or felt this, but this is a different offseason than what we've had years past. And you can feel the energy and Chisholm's voice and just his energy being here. But for you, what were some of your takeaways?
Yeah, I always just, you know, I like to know how much preparation goes into things and the types of stuff they're asking.
Yeah.
You know, that's the stuff that you don't ever get to see. You can watch these guys on tape. You can watch them do the workouts and stuff at the combine. But the things you don't see are those conversations. And so, honestly, I'm just impressed that they don't overthink things. I mean, I'm like a clinical overthinker. And if I had that much information, I'd change my mind 47 times before having to make a decision. And so that always impresses me a little bit. It's just the ability to juggle all of that and to figure it out. I don't really get a sense of like where they're going to go yet or anything. You still,
which
I
is
think,
a good thing,
which is a good thing. And I still think that has a lot to do with next week's free agency period.
Yeah. That's the good thing about free agency is we will finally get an idea of what this Vikings team wants to go when it comes to the draft. The first thing that comes to mind, if I had to guess, is the Vikings will probably prioritize pass rusher in free agency, especially if you look at the trend of the past 2 years. 2022, Za'Darius Smith was signed. Last year, Marcus Davenport was signed. Neither one of those guys are under contract for this upcoming 2024 season. So I wonder which way they'll go when it comes to that. But outside of that position, we have no idea. So it will be interesting. The Vikings do have a lot of money, or at least, you know, they're in the middle of the pack when it comes
to they're doing good.
Having enough money to sign a couple of guys, or at least, you know, a high-end guy this year in free agency. So we'll see what that looks like. But Chisholm is a guy that you can tell he's just locked into whatever is going on right now. But just understanding how that draft board will change, we'll have a better idea of what position group they'll look for in the coming weeks. But my final thoughts, well, let's get your final thoughts, because next week is the start of free agency.
I'm going to enjoy my weekend. Yeah. I'm going to take a break, enjoy the weather.
You should overthink it.
Chill,
you should overthink it.
Because I think next week is going to be hectic, if you ask me. So, yeah, that's where I'm at right now. I'm just going to enjoy the speculation period and then just see where all the dominoes fall into place. I don't know if dominoes is the right analogy, but.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah. I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah. I think I'm going to stay off Instagram and Twitter and Facebook because
never
everything right now. I mean, Jay Nelson always called it the smoky mirrors. And this is that time of the year. You hear a report every day of a new player being attached to the Vikings or not being attached to the Vikings. So until those moves are made or we see an official release from the team, that's when I'll start to get excited. It's
that's
just
fair.
For me. I feel like I get really anxious this time of the year because I'm like, oh, really? Like, how does this factor into what we have to do content-wise? So we'll see what that looks like. But in the meantime, next week is the start of free agency. And
crazy.
There will be we may have two podcasts next week. Just simply due to if we record on a Wednesday.
We might have a podcast with a new person.
If that's the case, that person will be right here in the middle where Chisholm was just sitting last week. But Vikings fans, thank you again for tuning into another edition of the Minnesota Vikings podcast. It was a pleasure. We will finally start to get some answers next week on the 2024 Minnesota Vikings. Exciting times ahead. But in the meantime, stay tuned to Vikings.com for the most up-to-date coverage of the team. For Tatum Everett, Chisholm Opar, and our producer, Eric Davidson, my name is Gabe Henderson. Talk to you guys next week. 87% of our food comes from rural America. Farmers are incredible, agriculture is incredible, and rural is incredible. Lando Lakes is a farmer-owned cooperative and proud official sponsor of the Minnesota Vikings.
Say hello to flawlessly smooth skin at Pure Lux Med Spa, the preferred med spa of the Minnesota Vikings cheerleaders. Specializing in elite laser hair removal, body contouring, Botox, cosmetic filter, and age-defying skincare treatments such as Diamond Glow and Skin Pen for collagen induction therapy. For more information, visit MyPureLux.com/Vikings for exclusive offers to Vikings fans. That's www.mypurelux.com/Vikings.